They're talking about going to one of those old places. You say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I would rather not go.
Yeah, but I never believe in all that. I'd go to those places. Just like Palo Alto, I used to pay there me alone at night and all. I ain't never seen the Palo Alto mule bastards. See, they used to say they seen some ghosts. Some say they see another light that was walking around and all kind of thing of that kind, you know. That,
well, I tell you what, Mr. Lemon's place looks like it's a spooky place there.
He do,
with all those big
all,
trees.
All the trees he got around his house there.
Yeah. So dark in there, and you could probably get lost in there in the middle of the day.
That's a wonderful man, though. That's a good man.
Yeah.
They were all good people. Daddy was a nice man. Daddy. I know Mr. Oster, Lemon, Daddy's daddy. Bernard Lemon. When I was a kid, he used to be in the store in Dawson. Lemon's store.
Was the store, was that where you would go to do all your...
Well, Lemon always been the hardware store. You know, any hardware stuff that you needed, that's where you went to Lemon's store.
To do all your...
Your hardware shopping, you know, that's where you went. For all the grocery stores and all that, well, they had 10 stores to one today, grocery store.
They did?
Oh, yeah. That grocery store was all over in those days. You didn't have to go far for a grocery store.
To do your...
You see, you take right there in that lane where you talk to that cousin's father, they had two stores. At two stores, there was about a block apart. Two stores, big stores, big grocery stores.
Now, if you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and...
Right, man, if you, another word, either,
you wanted it put in the gift, it was a gift, he did what?
He wrap it and give it to you if it was a gift, but he didn't give you nothing. Now, a kid, they used to give what you call a nyap. They give you a candy or a little bit of sugar, something like that.
They still do that?
No, they don't do that no more. They used to do that.
They say they do it, but they say they give a nyap.
They don't give you a nyap now. They take from you today, they don't give you. Ain't no such thing as letting that before. And I don't guess they used to give it to you then. They used to cut it to you. But you didn't know about them scale, how them scale was fit. You paid for it, I guess.
Now, if a storekeeper sold something for $2 that he had to pay $2.50 for, you'd say he was selling it. Say he was selling something just to get people into the store, you say he was taking them.
Well, you see, in those days, they didn't have no such thing as bargaining and all that that would have got to be. Well, one store might have sold something a little bit cheaper than the other, but that just was his gimme. He kept that on, you know. That was his gimme. He kept on. In other words, if he sold sugar a little bit cheaper, well, he kept that. That was his draw card. He kept that. Kept on that all the time. There was no such thing as bargain days and all that the way to do today. You know, today you go over there and they lower the price on one or two subjects and they raise it on three or four of the others, so they catch that money right back. You know, you don't get nothing for nothing.
They sell it.
Say they cut 5 cents off on one object. They gonna raise one penny on five other objects, and you're still paying the same thing you was paying before. You ain't getting nothing for nothing. You can't get nothing for nothing. There's no way they could stay in business if they'd be giving their stuff away.
Yeah.